USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Oregon State Senate on Saturday passed a bill that would make illegal immigrants in the state eligible for Medicaid-funded medical services, sending the legislation to Democratic Governor Kate Brown for signature. Senator John Barrasso argued during an exclusive interview on Fox News' Sunday Morning Futures that there's no way Republicans are going to support the nearly $1 trillion infrastructure package if it is in any way linked and connected to the broader Democratic spending package.
The White House staff and Schumer and Pelosi, who are beholden to the far left wing of the Democrat Party, said, we're not going to go for this bipartisan bill. And look, this bipartisan bill itself is not yet completely settled. There are a number of Republicans, and I'm one of them, who's not completely sold on it.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former President Trump made his triumphant return to the campaign trail and social media on Saturday night, receiving a rock star's welcome from thousands who turned out in pro-Trump apparel to show their support for him, his claims of a stolen election, and a possible comeback in 2024. Wendy King reports on Tropical Storm Enrique.
Well, Atlantic tropical activity has diminished after Claudette hit the southern United States. Waters over the eastern Pacific have spawned Tropical Storm Enrique. Meteorologists predict Enrique will become the first hurricane of the 2021 season. Enrique was upgraded to a tropical storm in the fifth named system in the eastern Pacific on Friday morning. Strengthening is anticipated this weekend. The storm is tracking in a northerly direction along the west coast of Mexico. Forecasters say dangerous surf will also impact coastal areas of Mexico into next week. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden's new payments for children, beginning in just a week, will hurt the economy by providing free money to single parents, discouraging them from working and getting married, according to U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, Republican of Florida. He wrote, and as we saw with unemployment benefits, the American people know the culturally destructive influence of paying people not to work and how it can derail an economic recovery, just as it did during the Obama years. Rubio wrote in a commentary at Real Clear Politics that the new handouts will take away the incentives for single parents to work and get married. Nursing home workers have a lower percentage that are vaccinated against COVID-19. Tim Berg has this report.
Less than half of nursing home staffers across 15 states have been fully vaccinated, despite the disproportionate level of harm that COVID-19 imposes on seniors, a trend elder care advocates fear could put the most vulnerable population at risk. Long-term care facilities such as nursing homes in 15 states, including Mississippi, Wyoming, Alabama, and Louisiana, have fully vaccinated about 48% or fewer staffers over the past few months. Some nursing homes and assisted living facilities have made COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory for their employees in order to work, citing the devastation caused by the pandemic in resident populations. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.